You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Dog Pound, don't miss the live reveal of the new Cleveland Browns uniforms on a special edition of Inside the Cleveland Browns. See it first exclusively on News Channel 5 tomorrow, April 14th at 7:30 p.m. or stream it live on clevelandbrowns.com and on the official Browns mobile app. Matt and I will both be there, part of the festivities. Very excited about that. 216-578-0850. Let's go now to Jake in Medina. Jake, welcome to the show.
What's up, guys?
How you doing, bro?
I'm great. I'm like the U.S. version of Cam in Canada. I just can't call you guys all the time because of my work.
We'll play the Star Spangled Banner next time you call
it. You're going to be positive. I like it.
I love that man's optimism, so it's great.
Yes.
Who are the quarterbacks coming out next year?
Connor Cook's up there.
Hackenberg.
Yep.
Okay. That trading back thing that you guys have been talking about, is there any way that the 12 trading back to something way later, we can still get a DN or an outside linebacker or a mean middle linebacker and a D tackle, something to where it does add a starter that we need, or a wide receiver even. Those guys that are going early.
Yeah, for sure, because kind of right. In that 20th range, that's where – oh, Cardell Jones also is a
I know. Everybody gets mad when you bring him up, though. He's the guy that everybody wants because he's huge and he's like a tank and he's got a good arm. But I would like that. But if I bring it up, I'll get ridiculed and killed for the next week. So I won't do that. That's the guy I was going for. But, I mean, isn't it smart if we can get another first-rounder for next year? Why not?
A slide back. I think it is, unless there's a guy that's on your board at that point that you think you can't miss, that you can't do without. So I definitely think that there is it's a possibility that the Browns would move back. And it only makes sense if it's the right thing to do for your board. The Browns need to stick to their board. So if there's a guy at 12 that is significantly better than everybody else on their board, they need to take him.
I agree.
They need to get as many good players on this team as they possibly can.
And Nathan, don't you think if you go into this draft with the mindset that I believe you have, that, you know, defensive line or D tackle, a rush linebacker, outside linebacker, and wide receiver are your three priorities.
Yep.
You can honestly say that there are tiers, you know, or fallbacks if we miss our guy at 12 or perhaps. So say Danny Shelton's gone, you got a Malcolm Brown. We've been linked to him a bunch. Or, you know, the Jordan Phillips guy from Oklahoma. If you miss on the big three wide receivers, you've got the next tier, the Devin Smith, the Beckham, Perriman. You got Jalen Strong. You know, you got Devin Funchess.
But are those
maybe.
Guys, can you take that second tier at number 12?
No. But we're saying moving back. We're saying moving back.
But that's what you have 19 guys. For.
But you could have.
But you could do that at two positions, is what I'm trying to say.
You could have 17, 19.
So you don't get Danny Shelton, but you get
50 or something like that.
You don't get Danny Shelton. You get Malcolm Brown at 17, and then you don't get one of the big three wide receivers, and you go get one of the second tier guys at 19. Is my point. You get two positions of need, and you get just the second tier of those players because the first three or the first guys at those positions were gone by the time 12, and you add so much more value by having the availability and option to move back and still get a position of need and a skill player that you, of course, as we say, are still graded very high on your board.
I'm just saying, would you rather have 17, 19, 43, and 48, if that was possible, or 12, 19, and 43?
Right now, I'd want 12, 19, and 43. Unless I'm getting another first rounder, either this year or next year, I have no interest in moving back.
See, I'd much rather have 17, 19, 43, and 48.
43 and 48, you're essentially going to get four starters.
That's those not four a guarantee.
Picks. It's not a guarantee, but you're getting.
We took two guys in the first round last year that aren't starters.
And
we traded up and back and forward.
The more guys you get at that talent level, the better chances of success you're going to have.
I think what did he say? First and second round when we had who was it on the analyst that talked about the percentage of hit and miss?
Yeah, it's like it goes down.
Or it might have been Charlie Casserly.
Yeah, but okay, see, you're talking about adding one additional pick.
Yeah, five picks after we're going to pick a starter at 43, we might go get another at 48.
No, not interested. Give me the top guy on my board. Give me the best available, and let's go.
You're only doing that if there, to me, is a significant difference between that guy at 12 and who you think you'd get at 17. If there's not a difference, then it doesn't matter.
A lot of it has to do with our board, you know, which would be a mystery. And I think also, too, what we do at 12, to me personally, will set precedence on what we do at 19 and 43.
Absolutely. I also think that clearly nobody has any clue what the Browns are going to do because people think they're trading for quarterbacks. They're trading for wide receivers. They're drafting offensive linemen.
They're drafting
defensive linemen. They're drafting safeties. They're drafting wide receivers. They're drafting tight ends. They're drafting edge rushers. Nobody has any idea what the Browns are going to do in this draft.
You are so
which is
true.
Good.
Yes, it is.
Which is very good.
That's the way Ray Farmer and Jimmy Haslam and Mike Pettine would like it.
It's the way they like it. Ellis in Orlando, welcome to the show.
Oh, my God, gentlemen. I'm going to be in rehab by the time this is all over with. I feel like a Cleveland Browns crash head because I'm sitting outside the gym, and I refuse to go in until I hear from my show and you guys. So
nice.
Well, thank you, man.
Appreciate it.
Make sure you get the weights in, dude.
That's right.
You know, but I agree. I agree with I don't know what the gentleman is there with you. Stay with where we're at because if they blow these picks, they're going to have hell to pay with a fan base that's already – just ready to have someone's head. So unless we've got that for sure guy, you know, stay with our picks. You can't go wrong with where we're at. You know, we definitely need to address D-line, wide receiver.
Yep.
But if we can maybe slide back a little bit, okay. But unless you've got it for sure, then do it. But if they mortgage the farm for another quarterback and go through what we've gone through this year, it's going to be even worse. So at this point, I'm until the casket drops in. I'm about to go to rehab and then go to the gym. And
right.
I'll listen to you guys tomorrow.
All right, man. Appreciate it. Yeah, I don't think, again, you got to be very sure about this quarterback if you're trading up for him. And I just don't know that you can be that sure about Mariota. Now, they're professionals, and that's what they're paid to do. So that's what they would be doing. But in essence, you would be giving up a first-round pick last year on Manziel, two more first-round picks this year, on two quarterbacks.
Correct.
Both of whom are spread quarterbacks that have to make a big transition to the NFL. So I would be personally very surprised. I can say for sure that the trade in Peter Schrager's mock draft for the Browns trading two first-round picks for a wide receiver will never happen.
Never.
Ever.
It makes no sense.
No.
None.
I would give you that, especially with Farmer and how he evaluates and puts
absolutely
does what he does with the wide receivers.
And you went out and spent money on two wide receivers this year already.
Yeah, but you still got to go out and get someone else.
I know you do. I'm not saying you don't, but again, to
you can't move up,
especially to four. What it would take, you're compromising your future to go move up and get a guy.
Right.
And I think Jameis Winston is light years ahead of Mario. Now, if Jameis Winston doesn't get picked first, if this is the most elaborate smokescreen ever. Then I'm in. I'm into going up and getting him. He's a totally different player than Johnny Manziel.
I agree. And that's there have been a lot of people that have said, including Kuiper last week and McShay, if Winston doesn't get taken at number one or even by the Jets at number six, he could have a dramatic first-day fall. That was the word they used, a dramatic first-day fall.
I don't see that happening.
I don't either, but all right, if he's there at five, are you moving up? Would you move up to grab Winston
would
at five?
I
think I would.
Yes, I would.
He's the only guy I'm moving up for.
He's the only one that I would move up for, too.
Wilhelm?
I agree. I mean, he's been linked to number – if you could accumulate the number one overall pick in everyone's mind as of, what, 2 days ago, that it was a foregone conclusion that he was going to be the number one overall pick – and at any point, he's been talked about as the best quarterback prospect. If you can get him at five, you got to make a move.
And he's got his off-the-field issues, too. That's what you have to hope ultimately causes him to fall for talent. And it's to me, it's worth going. I would take that risk. But at the same time, it is a very, very, very – that would be an interesting dilemma. I don't think that happens. I don't think he falls. I don't think so either.
I agree with Pete Prisco. Let's stop making something out of nothing. Like, Jameis Winston's going to be the number one player picked, unless there's some kind of contract issue or something else going on.
Exactly. He's not. There's no contract issues anymore.
That's true.
Yeah. You're pigeonholed into what you're going to make.
Yeah, you can only get what you can get. That's it. All right, 1 hour in the books. One more to come here. Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford. The uniform unveiling again tomorrow night, 7:30, News Channel 5. Or on the Browns app, clevelandbrowns.com. Some pictures reportedly of the uniforms sent out over the weekend. People think they saw them. We'll find out tomorrow. I can't wait for that. You got any questions about that? Talk about trading. What do you think if you're the Browns? Who would you trade up for in this draft? Let us know. Who would you trade up for in this draft from 12? Is there anybody other than the quarterbacks? Is it even either of the quarterbacks? For Gibbs, it's just Winston. For me, probably just Winston. Who would you trade up for in this draft? And if you don't love the guy there at 12, are you moving back to pick up a future second-round pick? Let us know. 216-578-0850.